This is the Game Addict Hotline for August 14th, 2008, episode 104.
我宣布，北京第29届奥林匹克运动会开幕。
So, the game's a
Game Addict Hotline.
Celebrating the 29th Olympiad of the modern era are officially open.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. I hope you guys are having a wonderful time. We've got a lot of big games coming out this week, and we got a lot of great trivia for you. So let's go ahead without delay and get right into our video game trivia. Our first trivia category is Thai Ministry of Health, top three dangerous games. There was a killing over in the Thailand over a video game that was supposedly behind it. And after it was killing a couple of days later, the Thai Ministry of Health actually gave out some of their most dangerous games. Here's the top three. Number one. Number three in the list is a remake of the Al Pacino movie of the rise of an immigrant to a drug lord in Miami. Number two on the list, this Rockstar game can be known as a remake of the crappy Schwarzenegger movie, Running Man. And number three, this series, originally by DMA Designs, has become one of the biggest selling series in recent history. Alright, our next category, G4ia winners. G4 just had their G4ia award show this past week. Let's go ahead and let's look at some of the categories and some of their games, and you tell me which one was the winner. Our first number one game of the year. Was it BioShock, Call of Duty 4, Grand Theft Auto 4, Halo 3, Metal Gear Solid 4, or Smash Brothers Brawl? Number 2, best handheld game. Was it The World Ends With You, God of War, Final Fantasy Tactics, Patapon, or Professor Layton? And number three, most original game, was it Portal, Boom Blocks, Patapon, Wii Balance Board, or The World Ends With You? Alright, looking at PC Gamer UK, top three games that they said were the best games ever for the PC. Number one, the number three game, this sequel by Valve, was probably the most anticipated PC game ever. Number two, this Warren Spector game was number two on the list and is by Eon Storm and has cyberpunk, RPG, first-person shooter, and a crazy storyline that made the game awesome. And number three, the number one top game in the UK, they said is the best one ever, was this multiplayer game that can be bought separately or in the orange box. Alright, looking at gaming news for this week. Number one, Time Warner is selling off this part of their company as this Atlanta, Georgia division is going to be sold for $18 million as a write-off and no news of what its future beholds. Number two, Capcom complained early last week about piracy hurting PC sales of this game and the little use of DRM by the developers. And number three, Microsoft says they've made this much money off downloadable content on Xbox Live. All right, number one, games from yesteryear. These are games that came out in the years before, and I believe all these came out 2 years ago. See if you guys can remember the games that came out last 2 years ago. Number one, this Simeon game by Sega was one of the first games on the iPhone and was released on the Nintendo DS 2 years ago. Number two, this Xbox 360 game was popular 2 years ago and was called N3. The game had you fighting enemies in a Dynasty Warrior kind of a way. And number three, the PlayStation 2 game allowed you to play as Vincent in the world of Final Fantasy and was seen as one of the few action shooters by Square Enix. All right, that's it for right now. Let's go ahead and let's look at top games in the USA right now. Number five, Wii Play by the Nintendo Wii for the Nintendo Wii. Number four, Wii Fit for the Nintendo Wii. Number three, Ninja Gaiden 2 for the Xbox 360. Number two, Guitar Hero on Tour for the Nintendo DS. And the number one top game in the US this week is Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots for the PlayStation 3. Looking at top games in Japan this past week, number 5, Jikyo Powerful Pro Yakyu 5, or otherwise known as Live Powerful Pro Baseball 5, for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Soul Calibur 4, for the PlayStation 3. Number 3, Dragon Quest Faibu Tenkyu no Hanayome, also known as Dragon Quest 5, Hand of the Heavenly Bride, for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Rhythm Tengoku Gold, for the Nintendo DS. And the number one top game in Japan this past week was Phantasy Star Portable for the PSP. Looking at top games in the UK, number five, Big Beach Sports for the Wii. Number four, Wally for the Nintendo Wii. Number three, Mario Kart Wii for the Wii. And the number two, Wii Fit for the Wii. And the number one top game in the UK this past week was Soul Calibur 4. For the Xbox 360. Looking at new releases this week, Xbox 360, Bionic Commando Rearmed by Capcom. Fable 2, Pub Games by Microsoft. Looking at PlayStation 3, Bionic Commando Rearmed by Capcom. For the Wii, Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People, Episode 1, Homestar Ruiner by Telltale Games. Line Rider 2, Unbound by Genius Products. Table Football by 505 Games Street. For the DS, Bangai O Spirits by D3. Cheetah Girls, Passport to Stardom by Disney Interactive. The Woodleys Summer Sports by Eidos Interactive. For the PC, Baseball Mogul 2009 by Strategy First. Summer Athletics by Eidos Interactive. Dracula 3 Path of the Dragon by Encore Games. Space Siege by Sega. And Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People, Episode 1, Homestar Ruiner by Telltale Games. And the number one top game this week is, if you haven't been listening to all the news lately, it's Madden 2009 for the Nintendo Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Xbox, PlayStation 2, PSP, and Nintendo DS. All right, we'll go ahead and we'll take a break and we'll come back with our answers to the trivia. Remember, you're listening to the Game Act Hotline.
As soon as I eat that power block, you guys are finished!
Drop Atari Pac-Man into your Atari video computer system, and you're playing the hottest games in Space Invaders, Atari Pac-Man!
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
If you owned a Commodore 64, then what you just heard should give you an instant flashback to those late-night gaming sessions back in the 80s. And so should this tune from 1985. It's Rob Hubbard's Crazy Comets.
The
But did you know that people have been busy remixing the old tunes? To whet your appetite, here's a bit from Mackie's Glider Rider. Want more? No problem. Tune in to the C64 Takeaway Podcast and join host Jan Lund Thompson as he brings you the best Commodore 64 remixes from independent artists and publishers. Plus, album previews, news, anecdotes, and classic Commodore tunes. To subscribe, visit the show website at www.slayradio.org/podcast. That's www.slayradio.org/podcast, or search for C64 on the iTunes podcast directory.
Destroy him, my robot.
Game over.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at allgames.com. We're also part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. You can visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. All right, let's look at our trivia.
Getting on in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. Hot time, summer in the city. Back of mountain neck, getting dirty and gritty.
Our first category was Thai Ministry of Health, Top 3 Dangerous Games. Number one. Number three in the list is a remake of Al Pacino's movie of the rise of an immigrant to a drug lord in Miami. And the answer is, what is Scarface? Number two on the list is this Rockstar game that can be known as a remake of this crappy Schwarzenegger movie, Running Man. And the answer is, what is Manhunt? Number three, this series, originally by DMA Designs, has become one of the biggest selling series in recent history. And the answer is, what is Grand Theft Auto? Looking at our next category, G4U winners. Number one, this was the game of the year, according to G4. Was it BioShock, Call of Duty 4, Grand Theft Auto 4, Halo 3, Metal Gear Solid 4, or Super Smash Bros. Brawl? And the answer is, what is Halo 3? Number two, best handheld game. Was it World End With You, God of War, Final Fantasy Tactics, Patapon, or Professor Layton? And the answer is, what is God of War? And number three, the most original game. Was it Portal, Boom Blocks, Patapon, Wii Balance Board, or The World Ends With You? And the answer is, what is Portal? Looking at the top three games ever by PC Gamer UK, number one, the number three best game was a sequel by Valve and was probably one of the most anticipated PC games ever. And the answer is, what is Half-Life 2? Number two, this Warren Spector masterpiece was number two, and it was by Aeon Storm and had cyberpunk RPG, first-person shooter, and crazy storyline that made the entire game awesome. And the answer is, what is Deus Ex? And number three, this is the number one top game by PC Gamer UK, and it's a multiplayer game that can be bought separately or with the Orange Box. And the answer is, what is Team Fortress 2? Looking at gaming news for last week, number one, Time Warner is selling off this part of the company as this Atlanta, Georgia division for an estimated $18 million write-off, and no news of what's going to happen to this company in the near future. And the answer is, what is GameTap? Number two, Capcom complained early last week about piracy hurting PC sales of this game and a little use of DRM by its developers. And the answer is, what is Devil May Cry 4? Number three, Microsoft says that they have taken in this much money off downloadable content on Xbox Live. And the answer is, what is $240 million? Alright, looking at games from yesteryear, number one, this Simeon game by Sega was one of the first games on the iPhone and was released on the DS 2 years ago. And the answer is what? It's Super Monkey Ball Adventure. Number two, this Xbox 360 game was popular 2 years ago and was called N3. The game had you fighting enemies in a Dynasty Warrior kind of way. And the answer is what? Is 99 Nights. Alright, last question. This PS2 game allowed you to play as Vincent in the world of Final Fantasy and was seen as one of the few action shooters by Square Enix. And the answer is what? Is Dirge of Cerberus, Final Fantasy VII. Alright, that's it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and let's look at our gaming addiction for this week. This week, instead of it being video games, it sounds like we're actually having some real athletic games going on with the Olympics, which was really impressive, and I was really excited about what's been going on. I've been actually watching it a lot. If you guys have Twitter, you can look at the Beijing Olympics Twitter. It's really a fun thing to look and see what's going on. Unfortunately, I think the person is Australian, so you get more Australian than U.S. news from them. But it's really exciting to see what's going on in China and to see the gaming going on there and get a little bit of rest from video gaming. Well, a little bit. I'm still going crazy with some of the older games that I haven't gotten a chance to play with since I've been in college. So it's been an exciting time getting to see what's going on and talking to my Chinese friends about what's up. And hopefully we'll continue to have a great Olympics. But that's going to be it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, if you guys have any questions or comments, you can always email me at gameactotline@gmail.com. You can also write to me at our website at gameactotline.com. Also, went ahead and I finished up the website, so you can check out the new logo. If you haven't yet, you can also Twitter me at twitter.com/gameaddict. And you can also subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, Audio, Podnova, or for the Zune. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley or become friends with us at Podcast Pickle and dig us at dig.com/podcasts. That's going to be it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys can turn your video games back up, and you guys have a great week. Shut up.